Okay, today's daf is Harya's daf Yud Aleph. Yud Aleph, and today's shiur is sponsored by Refuah Shleima Shmuel Ben Runya. Shmuel Ben Runya, Refuah Shleima. Yud Amabez, we will start with about 10 lines off of the bottom of Amar Ula. Amar Ula, the Gemara tells us, Tamar, a little agadata before we get back to issues of Karbanos. Tamar Zinsa Vizimri Zina. Tamar, so to speak, was Mizana, right? Rashi says, Viniskavna Lushum Mitzvah, Kedei Lahamid Zeremin Atzadikim, right? She had a certain Ruach HaKodesh that she had to be with Yehuda's family if it wasn't going to be, the other ones that were in the family. So it was going to be with Yehuda himself. So Tamar Zinsa, Vizimri Zina. Vizimri, Zimri, and Pashas Pinchas, was Mizanet. Tamar Zinsa, Yatsum Yemen, Malachim Udavim. Right, Tamar was, in quotes, Mizanet, and it came out of her, Malachim, Davar HaMelech, Neviim. Zimri Zina, Naflu Kama Rivavos B'Yisrael. Because of all the, you see the same act, and the same type of act, but different kavanas. That's what we had earlier, based on the pasuk in Hosea. Yisharim darchei Hashem, tzadikim yelchubam, upoh shemikashtubam, as we saw, Lot and his daughters, the discussion of that, earlier in the Gemara. Amar Rachem Bar Yitzchak, gedola aveira lishma mi mitzvah shelo lishma. Once we're on this topic of aveira lishma, so to speak, so we quote the example that the Gemara gives. Gedola, greater is to doing an aveira lishma, meaning for good reasons. Mi mitzvah shelo lishma, better than doing a mitzvah shelo lishma. Shenemar, where do you see the gavus of an aveira lishma? Shenemar, tvorach minashim yael eshes chaver hakeni, minashim ba'oel tvorach. We have in Shiras Dvorah, the beginning of Shoftim, that she praises the actions of Yael who killed Sisra. As we know, my ninhu nashim ba'oel, she says that she is even greater than the women in the tent. Who are the women in the tent? Sarah, Rivka, Rachav, Aleah. Right, the emos, so in a certain sense, she's even greater than the woman in the tent. And she was in violation, again in quotes, of an Avira Lishma. The poskim talk about that, Bezman HaZeh, we are not allowed to do this. We're never allowed to do any type of Avira Lishma. There's even a discussion which we had a few weeks ago of Chatei Bishvil Shiyizkeh Chavirecha, to do a small Avira to help my friend from not violating a large Avira. But in terms of even separate from that topic, just doing an Avira with good intentions, so then that is not done Bezman HaZeh. But in the days of Yael, that's what was done. She was with Sisra in order to tire him out, in order to then save the Jewish people. So that's called by the Gemara an Avera Lishma, even greater than the Avos and the Imahos. Eini, is this really true? V'yamar V'yehuda Marav, is it really true that an Avera Lishma is greater than a mitzvah shalol Lishma? But what about V'yamar V'yehuda Marav? What about the statement of V'yehuda Marav quoted in a number of places in Shas? Lo'olam yasuk adam b'torah uve mitzvos afilu shalol Lishma, shemitoch shalol Lishma ba'lishma. We should be involved in Torah and mitzvos even shalol Lishma. Because even if it's in shalol lishma, but it's going to get us into the practice, and it will lead to lishma. So how can you say an aveira shalol lishma is greater than a mitzvah? An aveira lishma is greater than a mitzvah shalol lishma, and a mitzvah shalol lishma is not so bad. You see, lo'olam yasuk adam b'torah v'mitzvos. So our answer is Ema, you're right. It's not going to be better, but Ema k'mitzvah shalol lishma. It's as if on the same level. It's not greater than a mitzvah shalol lishma, but it's as if on the same level as a mitzvah shalol lishma. Tosfos Maseches Brachos deals with this line, a lot to talk about on the statement of Rav, about being osev b'torah v'mitzvos afilu shalol lishma. Tosfos says that the Gemara there in Brachos mentions, ha'osev shalol lishma noach lo shalol nivra. The Gemara says there that if somebody acts shalol lishma, it's better if they weren't even been created. So what does it mean that being osik shalol lishma is appropriate because it's leads to lishma? V'yishlom Rosh Tosfos answers the hacha mayri she'en olomid elo lekanter chavero. Shalol lishma, there are different types of shalol lishma. There's shalol lishma that I don't do it for the best reasons, but it's not a negative reason. It's not a terrible reason. What's the Gemara talking about there? Shalol lishma is talking about a case where I do it lekanter. I do it to cause problems. I do it to create difficulties for the Rabbanan. So that's a shalol lishma, that yoser tov shalol nivra. V'hasamayri shalom, and I'm not sheikh abdu. What shalol lishma here? I want to get covered. I want people to call me Rabbi Gon. Right? So that's a shalol lishma, that it's fine because it can lead to lishma. The Bali Musar also point out, la'olam yasok v'adam b'tarav mitzvos. Just always, la'olam yasok b'tarav. The question is, what if I never reach the lishma level? Is the shalol lishma valuable? Be Ozik Shaloshma, because it could lead to Lishma. So you might have read that as, if you never get to the Lishma, so maybe you'll never achieve, you know, the goal. And the Shalolishma is just a means to get to the goal of Lishma. And there are some sources that point in that direction. But most assume that not. Even Shalolishma has certain significance, has certain, value. And we do our best. We do our best, because often we'll only get to the Shalolishma. But the fact that it is in the, on the process, in on the larger scheme of things, on the spectrum, that's what I was looking for, it's on the spectrum of Avodas Hashem and mitzvos, so it still has value in and of itself, be osik b'torah v'mitzvos afilu shelo l'shma. The Nefesh HaChaim talked about this a lot, to be always involved in Torah, just to be connected to Torah, even if I'm not in the mood, even if it's not something that is my focus right now. The end of Shar Dalad, just to mention by example. V'lo zosis tavinu ba'ashara no ra'a mipivis barach. Lo yamush sefer Torah zemi picha v'gisa v'yom v'layla. Right, we are commanded by Hashem in His ashara no ra', in His awesome command. And he quotes from the Avdama of the Zohar. Tachazi kamu chelo takifa da'araisa. See how strong it means to be connected to Torah. V'kamu ilah al kola, how it's above everything else. U'begin kach boi leila barnashlish tadala ba'araisa yumam of alelya. V'lo yisadi mina. Right, not to have any separation from it. V'yishtadel, and he goes to Tana Devel Yo, v'yishtadel atzam atzam v'divrei Torah, v'divrei Torah, he mishulam l'blechem uv'mayim. It's like bread and water. L'lamedcha, k'shem she'yefshel l'ladam l'amo b'lo lechem uv'lomayim, kach yefshel l'ladam l'amo b'lo Torah. We can't live without bread and water, we can't live without Torah. And that's what the Pasuk says in Mishlei. Eitz chayim hi l'machazikim ba, ki tzorech adam l'kvoa b'libo, v'yidame b'daito. Ki ilu haya tovea benachal shotev, if we were drowning in a river. V'ru'alafan av benahar ilan chazak, and we saw a big strong tree hanging over the river. Vada yiz ametz koach lehis acheiz u lehis tavek atzmo b'chol kocho. We would do our best to try to grab on and save ourselves. V'lo yarpe yadav mimenu afilu rega echad. We wouldn't have a loose grip, even for a moment. Achasharak bazet toli atakoch yusuf, because his life depends on it. To hold on to that branch. Mi pesi v'lo yavin, shem yis'atzel chas v'shalom af rega echad, v'yarpe yadam yis'achiz bo yitma tekef, he'll drown in a second. Kein ha-Torah kadosha nikreis, eitz chayim. The Torah is the tree that gives life. Ilana dechaye, sharak oso ha'eis, shadam achuz ba'avasa, only at the moment that a person is holding strong in love for it, v'osek u'mahageba b'kfius, and is always involved in it constantly. Oz hu chay chayim amitim el yonim. That is ultimate life. Kashur v'davuk haviyachol b'chay olamim yizrach shemo ki'ilu be connected to Hashem and not be connected to the heavenly olam b'hanaos v'chulu, to other things. But the Nefesh HaChayim, Rav Chaim Yevalashim talks a lot about this in many of his pieces in Shar Dalid, but it's about la'olam, to always be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Torah and mitzvahs. One final point, and that is in the Akdama to the Egle Tal, it's famous for a number of reasons. The most famous part of it is to be involved in Torah even if it's for personal enjoyment. I love learning, so I learn. Is that considered Shalom Lishma? Says the Egle Tal, there are some people that mistakenly think so, but he says, of course not. Of course, at the greatest level of Talmud Torah is when we enjoy it and we love it and we get into it and it goes into our blood. Right? If I do that, then the Divrei Torah gets absorbed in my blood once I'm nehen mi Divrei Torah. Not to do. I'm not in the mood, but I'm learning it. L'shem, I have to learn. Okay, even if I'm not in the mood, I should do that. But the highest level of learning is when I enjoy it. Pikudei Hashem Yishar Misam Chelev. Many other sources related to that. But in that context, he talks about our Gemara. Because if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Shuva, he quotes this line of our Gemara Rav, but he only quotes it with La'olam Yasok Adam Batorah Shalom Lishma. Shemito Shalom Lishma, Balishma. He does not mention La'olam Yasok Adam Batorah Uva Mitzvos. He only says Yasok Adam Batorah. Right? So the question is, what happened to Mitzvos according to the Rambam? L'chora, he Bedafka left it out. And is it possible to say that his girsa was only Torah? Because you look into Rabbi Hanan Elam Sachim, he has Torah and mitzvos, and the Rambam often is connected to that, to the girsa of the Gaonim. And he quotes, there are other, early Rishonim that quoted. So he goes through what exactly is the Rambam's shot that it's only Torah. So he develops the idea that Torah, we're connected because of the Hanoah that connects us, just like we know from elsewhere. Even if somebody is not involved in a Maisa, but if they're getting Hanoah from the Maisa, it's Nechshav a Maisa, Misasik, we had a couple of days ago. Somebody's involved in an action, but he's not really involved. So then we could still say, it's as if you did it, if he gets Hanoah, Chalavim va'arayos. So too Torah has that element. When we're connected to Torah, even Shalo Lishma, but the Hanoah element of Torah, which is defining for Torah, so that could connect, even if I don't have the kavana. Ach batara nicha kivan she nehne v'hano him mechlal ha-mitzvah hari zedomer la'achilas matzah to kafo v'achol matzah yatzah. Somebody forces me to eat matzah. I'm still yotzei. Afti nema miskavin la-mitzvah. Right, as he says, that's what he holds. The Rama Paskin, mitzvah srichas kavana. He can only say it by Torah, shalol lishma, and not by mitzvos. Good, that's the Egle Tal in a great piece in the Hakdama. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, continuing the discussion of Ya'el, a couple lines up. Sheva v'ilos balos harasha bos hasha. 7 times Ya'el was with Sisra, darshan from the psukim. Shenemar bein raglea karana falshachav v'gomer. Says the Gemara, v'hokam is hanya by Avera. She got hana from the Avera. And therefore, what's the question? The Gemara doesn't really explicate its question fully. If you look in Yevamos, where this Gemara is also quoted, it's quoted in Nazir Chaf Gimel, it's quoted in Yevamos Kuf Gimel. The Gemara, the Tosa there explains, Lokamisanya Me'aveira, why do the Psukim give her such credit? It's not even that you don't get any tinge of a downside. Right? She got Hana from, like we just said from the Rambam. This was a physical act, this was Hana. Right? So why do we say that? Why do we give her so much credit, Tosas? There in Yevamos Kuf Gimel, Lekel Amemar Deparach Hamaylo Masra Atzma. The question is, and why wasn't she Moser Nefesh? Because we know Karka Olam, as we know by Esther, and also Lohaya Maansa. He wasn't raping her. The Adarava Hishtad Alta Bidvarim. She was the one that started the whole thing, right? Lahatish Kocho Lahatzil Yisrael. So what's the Gemara's question? Ella Amaim Meshabcha Hakosav Kolkach. That's the question. Why was there is there such praise without any tinge of negativity? That's the Gemara's question, right? She still got physical pleasure from the avera. Reb Yochanan Mishum, Reb Shimon Ben Yochai, Afilu Tovasim Shal Rishayim Ra He Eats Al Sadikim. It wasn't Hana, right? Even Hana from this Russia, she didn't get any Hana from this Russia Gomer who killed so many Jews. Right, even she was doing this total l'shem shemayim just to tire him out in order to be able to kill him. So that was the Ya'el. And just related to that, about being involved in Tovasan Shal Rishayim Ra He Eats Al Tadikim. And another example of a mitzvah, Shalol Lishma, we have the following. Amar Yehuda Amarav. There's what to say on what we just said, but let's just continue this first. Lolim Yasek Adam Torah Mitzvah Zavir Shalol Lishma. Shemidoh Shalol Lishma Bal Lishma. As we mentioned, even Shalol Lishma, even if I'm not in the mood, and Hashem wants us to do it. She bischar membeis karbanos shekriv balak harasha. The 42 karbanos that Balak went around saying, "Let's give karbanos here and there and there, 14 here, 14 there," because he wanted to make sure to see maybe it wasn't the person, maybe it was the place. Right? The Bali Musar point out this fascinating ha'ara. Balak went to one mountain. The curse didn't work. So what did he tell Bilam? Let's move somewhere else. He thought the makom was goreim. What did Avram Avinu do? Exactly the opposite. He davened for stone. He davened. It didn't work. Right? Hashem didn't accept the tefillah. What does the pasuk say? That he went el amakom asher amacham. He went back to the same spot. Right? That's the makom from Makom Kavua in Maseches Brachos. So Balak thought, oh, it's the spot. It's not the prayer. And therefore, he went to a different spot. Avram Avinu realizes it's the prayer. It's not the spot. So he goes back to the same spot and just davens again. It's the exact opposite of what Balak did. But either way, Balak does get some credit. He gave 42 karbanos to Hashem. Zach of Yasmenu Rus. So his descendant was Rus. Dabar Yosi Rebichanina Rus. Bas Benoshel Eglon Ben Benoshel Balak Melech Moav. Right? She was the granddaughter and the descendant of Eglon. Eglon, if you remember, was the large king who stood up when Ehud walked in. when Ehud said, I have a Dvar Hashem to tell you, and he stood up, even though it was difficult for him to stand up, and that's the makor for standing for a Davar Shebekdusha, but also, that's, because of that, he was Zochet to have Rus as a descendant. Also, Balak, who was also the king of Moab, Ben Bano, Shal Balak, Melech Moab. Good. We've mentioned often, not gonna go through it, the whole thing again right now, but we mentioned often, relating to Yael and Sisera and Esther, the sugya of a Maisa Avera Baratzon in a situation of Ones. Right? What exactly is that considered? Yael and Esther were both Maisa Avera Baratzon, per se. If you just focus on the act itself, so then it's gonna be an Avera, or I shouldn't say an Avera, is going to be a Maisa's Nus. Right, Esther says, Kasher Avadati Avadati, she became Asura Labaila, only because of that. Right, and Yael was willingly, right, Mizana. And yet, Chazal obviously say that Esther Amalko was got Ruach HaKodesh on the way. It's impossible to say, says the Notabi Yehuda, that she did not have, she did something wrong here, if she was, Mislabesh's Ruach HaKodesh. And Yael also, the Navi describes her in galore, in, beautiful, amazing, praiseworthy terms. It's hard to say she did something wrong. So that's the question that the post can deal with. Exactly, how do I relate this to other cases of a Maisa Aveira Baratzon in a situation of Ones? The Maharik in a Tshuva, the Kuf Samach Zayin or so, the Maharik discusses and says that, no, they obviously did the right thing. Why did they do the right thing? Because they were saving Klal Yisrael. But they were saving Klal Yisrael, and if they were saving Klal Yisrael, so then obviously this is something that Hashem wanted. Ki says the Marik, I did bring it. Kuf Samatzayin. Ki Esther lo asa shum iser lo haya bedavar afilu nidnu davera ela mitzvah rabba asta. She itzila kol Yisrael. She did an amazing mitzvah rabba. V'chalila v'chas lomar she tisher ruach hakodesh mikoch ma'isa shel gnai lo tekezos b'Yisrael ela adaraba pshitu pshita she asta mitzvah rabba ma'od uveprat dekar geola ma'isa v'chein Yael eishas chaver akeni. Where the Marik puts them both together, it's still created in Israel b'ayla. Even though she did the right thing in the mitzvah. That's the Maharik's chilek. That's the tshuva of the Maharik about Omer Mutter. Right? This is the end of the tshuva. The Omer Mutter was the beginning of the tshuva. If a woman says, I never knew that being Mizana was Usser. I thought Judaism believed in open marriages. What's the halacha in that case? Omer Mutter. So the Maharik says, even though she's not going to be put to death, but she's Usser Labaila, because it's still a Maisa Mered. And here too, even though she was doing this for their greatest intentions, by definition it's a Maisa Mered to a husband to be Mizana, even if it's to save all of Klal Yisrael. So it's a mitzvah, you were supposed to do it, says the Maharik, but it is, does create an Isra Labayla. Isra Labayla does not always connect to the an Avera done. You can have an Isra Labayla even if no Avera was done. Right? And also, I don't know if he quotes it, but that gets into the Rambam Shita about Pitui Ktana Onesu. Right, Pitu Ktana Onesu, but she could still be Asur Labayla, even if she's a Ktana. What do you mean, Ones? Ones is not Asur Labayla. The answer is there's a difference between the Maisa Avera and the Asur Labayla. There could still be an Asur Labayla, even if something was Mutter. And not all Achronim agree to that. Some Achronim say that maybe Esther was different, maybe Yah was different. Right, the Notabi Yehuda talks about this in the tragic case of there were 25 Jews that were going to be killed. Right, they were caught, they were captured, and one woman goes from the group and is Mizana with the leader and saves all their lives. So did she do the right thing? So Notabi Yehuda says no. The Maharik would say yes. Saving, right, it's an Avera Lishma, Lachora, the Maharik would say yes. The Notabi Yehuda says no. Dafka Hatzalas Kol Yisrael. If it's not Hatzalas Kol Yisrael, even if it's Hatzalas 20 Jews, that's not good enough for this to be allowed l'chadchila. Is she going to be Asura L'Baila, L'chor, or not? Maybe, or maybe yes. Maybe L'chor, yes, based on the Maharik. It's still a Maisa Mered. Right? So again, it's a big discussion. The Chachma Shlomo, of Shlomo Kluger, on Shulchan Aruch, discusses that maybe Yael was Asura L'Baila. And I'm sorry, maybe Esther was Asura L'Baila, and only Yael was not Asura L'Baila. Why? Because Yael was direct. This was the leader of the non-Jewish enemy army, and he killed her. She killed him. So that's direct. Esther was going to get on his good side, invite him to a party, invite him to a second party, and hope for the best. So it was so indirect, that's why Kasher Avadati Avadati. You can't argue with the Gemara. But either way, this is a couple of shitas. You have the Maharik in the middle. It's mitzvah, but there's still a Asura L'Baila. The Notabi Yehuda says it's even also to do. And the Chachma Shlomo at the end of Evan Ezer, who discusses that maybe it is even mutter to do, and maybe there's no Asura L'Baila except by Esther. Good. Second to last line. Amar b'chi bar'aba, Amar b'yochanan. Minayin sheinei kadosh baruch hu mekapech afilu schar sicha no'ea. How do we know that Hashem does not withhold reward even from any little conversation? Mehacha, from the following. De'ilu b'chira d'charya Moav, the older daughter of Lot, called her son Moav. Right? Which is a public acknowledgement of the Avera. Me'av. From the father. So Amalei Rachman Ala Moshe, Hashem says to Moshe, just for that, Al Tatzar Es Moav, Al Tizkar Bam Milchama. Right? Don't start war with them, with their descendants, right? With Moav. Milchama hu delo, hatsi'ure tsarinu. You could cause them tsaris. You just can't have war with them. V'ilu tse'ira, dekarya ben ami, the younger daughter, who is more tsanua, in a sense, and called her son ben ami, right? Amarle al tutsure, and so when it comes to Amon, Amarle al tutsure, al tiskarbam klal afilu tsure lo. So that nation was Zocha, they were not allowed even to start up with them at all, even not separate from the war. Amar b'chiyabar avan, amar b'shubin karchala olam, yaktim adam l'dvar mitzvah. A person should be makdim l'dvar mitzvah, shebischar, laila acha, shekadma, b'chira l'tzi'ira, because of the schar of one night, that the b'chira went first to the tzi'ira, zachza v'kanmasa arba doras l'malchus. She got malchus a couple of generations, earlier, right? And that was the Gemara in Baba Kama explains, who are we talking about here, that David HaMelech, right, was the king earlier. That's from Rus HaMoaviyah. Rashi quotes here, Oved Yishai David Shlomo, and the Tzeira wasn't until Rechavam ben Shlomo, because Rechavam's mother was Na'ama HaAmonit. So a couple of generations earlier, in David's family, was Moav in the family earlier than Amon was in the family. So we see these Chazal are really going in opposite directions, right? The first direction is saying that the older one was worse, because she Me'av, and the second one is saying that the older one was better, that she was Makdim L'Dvar Mitzvah, even though it was Znus with her father. But why was it L'Dvar Mitzvah? Because they thought, as we know from Chazal, they thought they were the only ones left in the world. Right? If they were the only ones left in the world, why did Hashem leave us alive? Just like Adam and Chava. And their children, and their sons and their daughters. They were the only people in the world. So they had to be with each other because there was nobody else. So here too, they felt. They saw stone destroyed. They thought they were the only ones left. They felt maybe it's like another marble. Right? Just like Noah and his family was left. So too, we're the only ones left. And therefore, they get that. So, and the Maharsha talks about this in Baba Kama, Daf Lamed Ches, where this comes up, that each one has a maila and a chisaron. Each one has the maila of whether you are makdim l'dvar mitzvah, but if you publicized it afterwards, that's worse. Right? That kind of ruins it. And that's the connection between the two. I think we mentioned, in yesterday's shir, right, from the Hakdamah to Ramosha about the dream, about the daughters of Lot come in the dream to the man and, say that they were l'shem shamayim. Okay, back to third parak of Harios. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanan. Me'ama aretz, again, this is talking about the regular chatas kavua. Me'ama aretz pratla mashiach, excluding the kohen gadol. Me'ama aretz pratla nasi. Right, me'ama aretz excludes the nasi, as we said, the king. Right, they are excluded from a regular chatas kavua. Valo kfar yatsu mashiach, lidon bepar, nasi lidon besayer. Why do you need a separate pasuk to exclude these people? There are separate parashiyos in the Torah about them that tell us what they're chayef. So what do you need within Chatas Kavua to exclude Kohen Gadol and Nas and Melech? We have a separate section for them in Parshas Vayikra. You don't need a pasuk in the Chatas Kavua to exclude them. Says the Gemara, Sheyachol. No, I might have included them otherwise. Sheyachol, Mashiach al Helem Davar im Shigas Maisa may be par. A Kohen Gadol al Helem Davar. Remember that meant he paskined incorrectly for himself. Right, and that's when he's chayef. Al helam davar im shigas maisa may be par. That's when he brings a special par. Al shigas maisa lechude. But if he doesn't paskin incorrectly for himself, he just makes a mistake, like everybody else made a mistake. Then he brings the regular carbon. Maybe kisvo seira. Right, so I might have thought that is all true. Tamalomer me'ama aretz prat l'mashiach. That excludes that when he has the regular mistake, like everyone else, he doesn't bring carbon at all. Doesn't bring the regular chadas kavua, right? The chiddush of he brings a special par when he paskins it correctly for himself. So you might have thought that when he doesn't paskin, when he just makes a mistake, he doesn't remember it's Shabbos. So then he should be like everyone else. No, that's the extra exclusion. Prat ama aretz, prat l'mashiach, that he is excluded from this chatas kavua. What about the next one? Me'amar es prat l'nasi, tenach Mashiach. Find my Mashiach. I understand the exclusion. Ela nasi b'shikas ma'isu d'ma'isi. Find Mashiach. There's a chilek between paskening incorrectly for himself and just doing the wrong thing. But by the melech, it's all about shikas ma'isu. If he just makes a regular mistake, he brings a special karban. So again, why do you need the extra exclusion of me'amar es prat l'nasi? Amar of zvid mishvei d'rava, halacha ma'yaskinen kon sha'achal, kazai es chelev k'shu hedyot. He was chay of the karban when he was a hedyot, and then he was appointed to be the king. So in that case, so then because the chait was done at the time that he was not a king yet, so maybe he should bring a karban there. Kamash malon, that's the extra exclusion. That case also is chay, he's pater from a karban chadas kavua because now he's a king. You don't only go by the time of chait. So says the Gemara, wait a minute. That makes sense according to Rabbi Shimon, who normally says you go after Yediya. So then I understand why I need this as a chiddush, because I would have thought here going after Yediya, then he would be chayiv his karban of melech. Earlier he'd be chayiv his karban as an individual. So then maybe that's why I need the exclusion. Right, Rashi. Saka da chamina hoal vechata kshu hedyot. Naisi kisvo si'ira ke hedyot. Right, I would have thought that. Kamash malon, we don't say that. El rabbanan to azlu basar chata megal emir. According to the rabbanan who say you go after the chait, so then he should bring the karban of a chadas kavua, because when he was a hedyot, that's when he did the avera. So ela amar rav zvid. Mishpe de rava hagma eskinan a little differently. Kigon, sha'acha chatzi kezayis chelev shu hedyot. Vinismana vishlimo, viacharach nodolo. He only ate a chatzi zayis of chelev when he was a hedyot. And he ate the other chatzi zayis when he was a king. So now he completed his avera when he was a king. So I might have thought that you bring the chatas kavua because you started doing the avera when you were a hedyot and you were mashlim, and now kamash malan, we don't say that. That's your extra limud. Of amaris prat lanasi, then in this case, you don't bring anything. You don't bring the kisvo seira for chatas yachid. You also don't bring the sa'ir because it's not mitzarif to what was done earlier. Good. Boimine Rav Amir of Nachman, and some of these seerif type of cases are going to come up also later. Boimine Rav Amir of Nachman, Nasias Mahu Shetafsik, can being a king be mafsik between your chiyuvim of karbanos? What's the case? Hechidami, kagon sha'achal chatzi kezayis chelev, kshu hedyot, he ate a half a kezayis of chiyuv, vinismana, and then he became the king, viavar, and then he was removed from being the king, vishlimo, and then he finished, he ate the other half a kezayis. See, he ate two half kezayisim when he was a hedyot, and in between he was the king. So, what's the halacha there? So, ha'asam hu dolomit starev tach achlap. Why did we say in the earlier case he ate half and he was a hedyot and half he was a king? Maybe that cannot be mitstarev because he's two different people, two different statuses. Ha'asam hu dolomit starev to achle palgak shu hedyot upalgak shu nasi. Aval hacha di'idividik shu hedyot. Here he's a hedyot both times. Achle, he ate it mitstarev, it should be mitstarev. Odelma lo shana. Or do we say no? You have malchus in the middle. That breaks it. So what is the halacha there? The Achronim wonder, the Tosa Rush here says, where's the line in the Tosa Rush? That even though you had this break in the middle, it must be, v'nismane v'shlimu b'chdei achilas pras. Right, if you need one act of eating, so that's gotta be within 10 minutes. So within 10 minutes, he became the king, and then he was removed from being the king. That was a pretty short malchus. Right, even in the, read Sefer Melachim, there was a king that was a king for a week. Okay, that was pretty short. But to be the king for 10 minutes, right, that's pretty unusual. So you have to figure out the mitzius, you know, how is it that he was the king for just a few minutes? So some of the achronim struggle and try to give their own definitions of how it is possible. Hadavar yitochin ben melech, this is from the Aderet. Shemismana me'ela. What about it was the king, the son of a king? V'yeshlo ach sheroi gamkein limloch. V'harishon hirshia miyad la'achar shenismana. V'lokach over miyad mimalchusa. Oshin it's tara. He became the king, and 2 minutes later he got saras. As we'll see, he's no longer the king, and his brother's the king, but it's automatic. It's melech ben melech. So, okay, you come up with a new kimta. So that's the question. Hedyot, melech, hedyot. So says the Gemara, Tifshol Meha. Well, let's try to prove it from our statement of Rabbi Yochanan, which we discussed last, I think, back in Sanhedrin. To Amar Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Achal Chelev, the Hifrish Karbon, the Hamir. Somebody ate Chelev, he's Chayav a Karbon, and he was Mafrish the Karbon, and then he became a Mumor in the middle. Doesn't believe in Karbonus. And then he did Shuva, the Chazarbo. So Hov and Itche Yitche. So we say, once it's pushed aside, it's pushed aside. When he was a mumar, this carbon was excluded. So he's always excluded. So we're saying, when he was a melech, he was excluded. So he's always excluded. Right? Hov nitche nitche. So Gemara says, wait a minute. Tachi Asha, how could you compare the cases? Mumar lav barasuye carbon who? Mumar is excluded from bringing a carbon. And that's why he's out of the parsha. That's why it's a hefsik. Hi, barasuye carbon who? The king is within the world of carbonos. He just has to bring a different carbon. But he's in the world of Karbanos, so maybe it's not Mafsik. And maybe you cannot compare it to the case of Mumar. So that is a question. The Achronim wonder, what about the opposite case? What about Melech, Hedyot, Melech? Not Hedyot, Melech, Hedyot. What about Melech, Hedyot, Melech? Would that be Mitztarif? Because maybe Melech is different than Hedyot in a certain sense, but Hedyot is not as different than from Melech. That's a suffix, and the Achronim discuss it. Okay, no answer given to our question. We move on. Boy minei Rabbi Zeira Merav Sheshes. Ochal suffix chelev shu Hedyot v'nismana v'nodalo asveko. We spoke about the chatos and the knowledge of the chatos. What about Asham? He ate a suffix chelev neischayev and Asham talui. When he's a hedyot, and now he becomes the king, and now he knows about the suffik. So does he bring the Asham Tali now? So Mahu, Aliba Drabana Dazli Basar Chata, the Rabbanan who say that you always go after the time of the chait, Lo Tiboy Lacha Demaisi Asham Tali. So then for sure, but you don't, there's no question, do you bring an Asham Tali? Because your chait was at a time when he was a hedyot. So he brings an Asham Tali. Alaki Tiboy Lacha Aliba Drabbi Shimon. So the question is, according to Rabbi Shimon, mi de ishtani levadai ishtani lesafek, do we say that his carbon is vadai change? He doesn't bring a regular chalas kavu anymore because now that he's a king. So maybe it should also be mishtane lesafek as well. And then he should not bring an Asham Talui, right? So look at the Rashi. Mi de ishtani levadai. Dekam Rabbi Shimon dekodem lechena yishogegim shalo yadu imachlu klal. Ubahu leka Asham Talui im no dalahem. Mishin ismanu peturim lefishin din ishtana gufam. Ta'ashin ismanu. Umi de ishtana lekarban vadai. Ishtana nami lekarban safegu patur. And he doesn't bring an Asham Talui. So do we say just like his vadai carbon changes, his suffix carbon changes, and he does not bring an Asham Talui? O Dilma, ki ishtani levadai, dishtani carbon didei. Or do we say the vadai changes, because that's his personal carbon, that changes. He doesn't bring the same carbon anymore. Instead of a kispa u a si'ira, right, he brings the sa'ir. Aval hacha, by the suffix, dilo ishtani carbon didei, he doesn't have a new carbon that the Torah mandates for Asham Talui. So maybe, eimal isi Asham Talui. Teku, so again, no question given. No answer given. Peri Tana Rabbanan. So, now let's go back to a brisa that we had back earlier in the Masechta, Daf Beis. Me'ama Aretz Prat Lemumar. Reb Shimon Yossi, Rar Yossi, Omer, Reb Shimon Yossi, Ashalo Se Asena, Bishkaga, Va'ashem, as the Pazik says, Vaychatas, and we darshan Ashav, V'idiyaso, one who would retract, if he knew everything, maybe Karban, Ashay Gaso. He'll bring a carbon. Lo shami diyaso, and he may be carbon, I'll shake gaso. But if he wouldn't retract even with all the knowledge, he doesn't bring a carbon. Sounds pretty similar. One excludes Mumar, and one seems to be describing Mumar. So two sources that exclude Mumar, it seems. So, my bina, what's the nafkamina between these two? So, we mentioned one nafkamina earlier on Daf Beis. You pick one thing up, and you thought it was something else. Different chaylev and shuman, but here we have another nafkamina. Amar Rav Hanuna, mumar le'echol chaylev, u maybe karban al adam ikibinayu. What if he's a mumar in the world of chaylev? Right, he rejects chaylev as one of the mitzvahs Hashem, but he did the aveira of dam. So does he bring a karban for that? Demar savar kivin the mumar le'echol chaylev ledam nami mumar havi. What says he cannot bring a mumar for dam? Carbon for dam, because he's also a mumar for that. So that lechore is the tanakama prat lemumar umar savar ledam miya shami diyasahu. But if Shimon Rabbi Yossi would say no, if he would know about the dam, if he wouldn't be a shogeg, then he would withhold and not do the aveira by the dam. So that is why that's the nafkamina between the two. Says the Gemara of Rava Amar to Kuliyama Mumar Lechol Chelav Loavi Mumar Ladam. But doesn't everybody hold that Mumar Ladaver Echad? You're not a Mumar, right? If Mumar Lechol Chelav, you're not a Mumar Ladam. Right, so why would you not be able to bring the karban? So elahacha, it's a little different. Elahacha ba'ochal nevela l'te'avon. Somebody who eats nevela, not to anger God, but he loves meat. He eats nevela l'te'avon. V'nischalef lo b'shuman v'achalo. And though, this case, he was going to pick up a piece of shuman. Kosher fat. And by mistake, he picked up the nevela, but he only generally eats nevela l'te'avon, not lahachas. So the question is, is that called a mumar for this regard? The kamiflagi and kamiflagi marsav are kibun de lete avon achel bemezid mumarhu. He would eat it anyway, so that's already considered a mumar enough for this halacha. Umarsav are kibun de ilu ashkach de atera lo achel de isura. Te avon means you're only doing it because you're starving. If you would find something mutari, you'd eat the mutar thing. So then la mumarhu, he is not a mumar in that situation. Tosfos and Maseches Chulin discusses. You know, don't we hold that, what's even the Havamina here? Right, we know from Chulin, that's what that so he is, Mumar l'chala tarakula. Mumar l'avodazar is a Mumar l'chala tarakula. Mumar l'shabbos is a Mumar l'chala tarakula. A Mumar l'chela, what does that have to do with? But Mumar l'dam, of course they're not connected. It's a Mumar to one Avera. A Mumar to one Avera, we'd say, is not a Mumar l'chala tarakula. Tosfos has two answers. Chulin, hey, Amid Beis. First he says, Mefarish Rabbeinu Tam, de mumar lechol chelev, hainu, what that really means is that he's a mumar to everything except for dam. Meaning the Gemara talks about mumar lechelev, not mumar ladam. Tosa say, no, it means mumar le everything, but not a mumar ladam. So the question is, if you're 99% of mumar on everything else, does dam go along with that? That's the, really the suffix here. That's why we find, when the Gemara wants to just say a regular case of chatas, we'll get to this at the beginning of Zvachim, Be'ez Hashem, next week, the Gemara calls it a chatas chelev. That's the classic avera. But that can be used to include all averas. So do we hear, mumar l'chelev means a mumar l'chala tara kula. So that's why. Or, number two, and this is also mentioned in various Gemaras, maybe there's an affinity between Chelev and Dam specifically. V'yogei shlomar, the dafka b'chelev v'dam plegi, l'fi sheheim shavin, sheyesh kareis b'shnehem, v'olim l'gavoa, v'namru balav echad, kol chelev v'chol dam lo sochelu. They're in the pasuk together. So maybe there's a connection between the two of them. They're both usher foods that people usually don't eat, whatever, dam and chelev. So maybe that's chelev means everything, or maybe specifically chelev and dam have an affinity between them. Again, a lot more about mumar, but we have to continue. Tanu Rabbanan, achal chelev. Again, this is about the definitions now of mumar. Achal chelev zeo mumar, ve zeo mumar. We had this a couple of weeks ago, and we said, what's the nafkamina? What? Who's a mumar? Who's a minun? Who's not bikaris? So Rashi there had said, it depends nafkamina if they write a sefer Torah. The writer say for Torah, you know, what status does it have? Does it have to be nignaz? Does it have to be, does it have any kedusha at all? So it depends, you know, about the categories of mumar and min and apikaris. So, eize tanur about achal chelav ze umumar. Veize umumar, achal nevelos, utrefos, shkatzim, uramasim. What is a mumar? Somebody who eats all of these terrible, disgusting items. Vishasa yayinesech or drinks yayinesech. Any of those, they are all mumar. We'll talk about them. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Avalovish kilayim, also somebody wears kilayim. Okay, that's the brisa. Now let's analyze. Amar mar, achal chelev zeo mumar, ve zeo mumar, ochal nevelos, maika amar. What's the pshat of the brisa? It just says two different things in the first two lines of the brisa. So what does it mean? You're a mumar if you eat chelev, and then if you eat nevelos. Amar abarachan amar biochan, hachi kamar. This is what the brisa means. Achal chelev lete avon, hare ze mumar. If somebody eats chelev just because he's starving, but not because he wants to anger God, that's called a mumar. Lahachis, how is it stuki? Lahachis is what is called a tzeduki, or other girsos have min, you see on the side. Vezeo mumar, de bistamo stuki have, and who is a mumar that bistama is a tzeduki? Havi omer, ochanavela, trefa, shkatzim, ramatzim, vishasa yayinesach. Right, if he does all of that, so then he's, mamish, totally, you know, rejecting. The Tosafot Rashi here says, it's yayinesach mamish. Yayinesach mamish. And you would only be menatek l'avodah zarah if you were really connected to it, and that is why it mentions it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af halovish kelayim. Also someone who wears kelayim, he's also considered a mumar. My benayhu, ikibenayhu kelayim durabanan. What's the nafkamina? What if it is kilayim derabanan? Right, that's what Rashi explains. What's the difference between the two? Right, we'll see the Rashi in a second. Let's just continue. Mar savar midaraisa avimumar derabanan lo avimumar. Mar savar kilayim kiven the mafarsim isurei afilu derabanan avimumar. Rabbi Yezer Yehuda says even kilayim derabanan, because it is a public avera that's derabanan and everybody knows about it. It's not already you have the status of a mumar. Mumar, a lot of mumar doesn't only have to do with the act per se, but it has to do with how it's done. Is it done in public? Is it done with Yad Rama? Right? Is it done in a way to be mechalol shem shamayim? All of those also play an element in terms of describing the status of this person. Rashi explains how you fit it into the Tanakhama in terms of the Levishas Kalayim on the Daraisa, and the second day holding that it is even Durabana. Rashi on the left side here, or the Rivan. Okay, pligi bar Ravacha bar Ravina. Chad amar, more different definitions. Chad amar l'teyavon mumar, lachas stuki. V'chad amar lachas nami mumar. Even lachas is called a mumar. V'ela ezeu tstuki, kol ha'oved avodas kochavim. Only somebody who's oved avodazare is mamish called a stuki. Meisvei, ochal parosh echad o'yitush echad ariz a mumar. If somebody eats a bug or an ant, he is a mumar. And nobody's going to eat this because they're hungry. Mumar. Right, isn't this an example of lahachis? Why, right, how does this connect to something we did recently? Remember the end of Avodah Zarah. We mentioned there might be certain types of shkutzim and animals that are usur even if it's osatam lefgam. Because, but kahai gavna, this is what the Torah says. The Torah is b'chadish, this is usur, even though they're disgusting. Right, remember the case of the achbar falling into the pot. Right, it might be usur even if it's osatam lefgam. So here, it's disgusting and he still does it. So, lechora, isn't that an example of mumar lahachis? The Torah says no. Hasam da amar da etam tam di sura. Maybe also there's lati avon. He wants to know what it tastes like. He wants to know what everything tastes like, even this disgusting item. So therefore you can't say it's lati avon, even in that case. Good. Vezu nasi zemelech v'chulu. So who is a nasi that is a melech? The Mishnah said on yesterday's daf that when it says the word nasi in the Torah, it means melech. Interesting that the Torah, that why doesn't he just say melech? When the Torah wants to say melech, he says melech. The Torah says melech. Parsha shoftim. Right, it's Som Tasim Alecha Melech. Here he's called the Nasi. Here he's called the Nasi, and the Mishnah says one source. We call Mitzvah Hashem Alakav, so now the Brisa expands. Tanur Rabban Nasi, Yachon Nasi, Sheva Kanashon Ben Aminadav. You might think the Torah is talking about what we call a Nasi, like Nachshon, Sheva Yehuda, Tamal Omer, Mikol Mitzvah Hashem Alakav. Ulahalanu Omer, Laman Yil Malir, as Hashem Alakav, as it says by the Melech. So Ma Lahalan Shein Al Gabav El Hashem Alakav. Just like there, it's talking about someone who only has Hashem above him, the king. So Tasim Alecha Melech. Af Nasi Shein Al Gabav El Hashem Alakav. So the Nasi, only someone who has Hashem above him, only, uniquely, exclusively, and that is the king. Boy Mine Rebbe Me Rebbe Chia. Kigonana Mahu Besir. Rebbe Esreb Chia. Could I bring a Seir? Do I have that status? Right? I'm the Nasi. If I'm the Nasi, right, so do I bring the Sa'ir? So Amar Lei, Harei Tzaraschah B'Bavel. So Rabbi Chiya answers him, hey, your co-worker, Sarah, is in Bavel, meaning the Reish Galusa, meaning you're not independent. So if you're not independent, you're not enough the status of the king, and therefore, you are going to be Pater. Right? The question the Achronim ask more is, the Mitzvah Eisan, they didn't live in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. What was he asking about? Right, we're talking about Rebbe and Rebbe Chiya. Right, they lived after the Beis HaMikdash. That's a couple hundred years after. Right, so what was the whole question? So Rashi, Kugon Ani Mao Basayir Klomar. Nesias Didi, Miavi Nesias Ma'alya. Di'ilu Havina Bizman, Shabbat Beis HaMikdash, Kayim, I see Nesir Elo. It means, if I would live, you're right, I don't live. He's saying, I just want to know what the halacha would be. Maybe what the halacha will be. Right, what the halacha, he's trying to understand the Dvar Halacha, even though it's not Lamaisa. Right, that's the example. Others say, maybe he's trying to understand Pshat of the Psukim. It's always, right? Sometimes the Gemara will ask, Mai Dehava Hava, right? Shar Sinai, Bakama, right? In Sanhedrin. And other times the Gemara will ask a question that's not Lamaisa, but as the Rishonim may discuss, if I would have lived then, because he wants to know what the halacha was and will be. Eisvei. Let's try to answer this question about Rebbe and Rebbe Chiya, Malchi Yisrael Malchi Beis David, Eilem Avim La'atzmam, Eilem Avim La'atzmam. Right, the Gemara says that each of the groups of the kings, each bring their own carbon. So if they each bring their own karban, so then you see that even though they're not independent, there are other kings, so then you still bring. So what? So Rebbe and Rat, Rebbe and the Reish Galusa. Also, so Amarlei, Hasan lo kaifei ayadadi. There, they were independent. They weren't kafif to each other. Malchi Yisrael and Malchi Yehuda. Hacha, anan kaifina lula de tu. Here, we're kafif to them. So for kafif to them, that's why we don't have the status. The Nasi does not have the status because the Reish Galusa has the political power. Rav Safra Masi Hachi, Rav Safra had the following girsa. Boy minei Rebbe mei Rebbe Chiyak. Go na nama obisar amalei. Hasan shevet, hacha mechokek. Right, they still have the political power. Loyasa shevet mi Yehuda. Vitanya loyasa shevet mi Yehuda. Zerosh gola, shevet bavel, shevrodes, Yisrael b'makel. Political clout. Umechokek mi ben raglov. Elu b'nei banav shal hilo shalom melamdim Torah liYisrael barabim. Right, they are the descendants of Hillel. Remember, loyasa shevet miYehuda, the Ramban, at length in Parshas Vayechi, who learns halacha from this pasuk. The Rambam never quotes this pasuk in the context of halacha, in the Mishnah Torah by Malchus Beis David, when he discusses that in Hilchos Malachim. But the Ramban, again, important, well-known idea in Parshas Vayechi, on Parshas Shevet Miyehuda, he discusses that it is usur for any other Jew not from Shevet Yehuda, Malchus Beis David, David and Malach's family, to be the king. It's usur based on this pasuk. We also Shevet Miyehuda. How did Shaul do it? That's the Ramban. He was beforehand. Before it started, there's no Isser. And the Meiri also in our daf talks about that too. Beshem will get to that soon as well. And that's why he said that was the problem with the Chashmonaim, that they were Kohanim, they should have won the war and then stepped aside and found somebody from the Malchus based David. But either way, that's the Ramban, that this pasuk is teaching us a halach. Veizeu HaMashiach. Next, who is the Kohen Gadol who has the special dinim of Karbanos? HaMashuach B'Shem and HaMishchav Lo Amruba Be'Begadim. Right, only one, the earlier ones. The times of Yeshua HaMelech and before, when they still had the special oil, anyone who was anointed with the oil has this special halacha, but not one who becomes a Kohen Gadol, but just by wearing the 8 special vestments, not by ribui begadim. Right? Many know this line from the Mishnah in Megillah, even though it's right here in Harias. Ain being Kohen HaMashuach B'Shem HaMishchal and Ribui Begadim Ela Parah Ba'al Kol HaMitzvahs. Right? That special carbon is only brought by the Kohen Mashuach. V'ain being Kohen HaMashamish L'Kohen She'avar. And what about a Kohen Gadol who's practicing, and the Kohen Gadol who is no longer practicing? El Par Yom Kippurim, Vasiris Hoefa, as we discussed in Minchas Chavitin. Zev is Eshavim B'Avodas Yom Kippurim. They both can be involved in the Avoda. Umetzuvim Al Absula, meaning all this has to do with his status. Vasurim Al Halmana, Veinim Etavim B'Kroveim. All the personal halachas apply to them. V'lo Parim V'lo Parmim. They can't grow their hair long in Avelos, and they don't tear their clothing. Umachzirin Harotzeach. And any of them who die is machzor the rotzeach b'shogeg from the ear miklat. Tana Rabbanon, Shemana Mishka Shasa Moshe Bamidbar Hayisholkin Bosi Karim De Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda says, how they make the special oil to use to anoint things? They used to soak it. They used to soak it in oil. So Rabbi Yossi says that can't be. There was such little oil, the measurements given. Follow Lasukhasi Karmino Sofig. Right, there's not enough to even smear it, to smear the roots that would put into the oil. Ella shornasi karmamayim. Rather, you soak the roots that are going to give it the smell in water. Umeitziv alav mayim. And then after that, you rub some oil on it. V'kol eitz areach. And then it gets the smell with that. V'kipcho. And then you can immediately wipe off the shemen. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. V'chineis echa natsa b'shemen ha-mishcha. What are you bothered by? Was there only one miracle regarding the oil? Follow tchilas ha-shneim asar lugin. What do you mean? The whole thing is 12 lug. U'mimenu ayanim shak mishkan v'kelav. Aaron u'banav. Koshev esimei miluim. And Moshe Rabbeinu used it to anoint everything during the Shevet Yimei Miluim, v'kulo kaim alasa lavo, and it never got less, like the oil in Chanukah. Shneamar Shemen Mishas Kodesh Yezel Li L'Doros Eichem, right? And that's it's forever. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda is saying, you're bothered how it covered and you soaked the root in it. It was a nace, just like everything else about it was a nace. So why are you so troubled? Tanya Idach, similarly, Tanya Idach, Vayikach Moshe, Esher HaMishcha, V'Yishachaz HaMishcha, V'Eskola Shebo. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Esher HaMishcha, Shasa Moshe, V'Bidra, Kam, Nisu, Nasu, Bo, Mitzchila, Vatsof. There were many Nisim. Tchilasa, Lohaya, El, Shnei, Masar, Lugin. It started with 12 Lug. Ra'ah, Re'eh, Kama, Yorah, Balas. And it was cooked. So you see, every time you cook, a little gets absorbed in the pot. V'Kama, Ikar, and Bolim. And the roots absorb. V'Kama, Ha'ar, Sorif. And the fire burns some up. Ubo nimshach mishkan v'kelav v'aron u'banav koshev v'simei miluim. and Aaron and all of his sons were anointed. Ubo nimshichu kohanim gedolim umalachim. And many kohanim gedolim and kings were anointed with it. V'yafilu kohen gadol ben kohen gadol ton mashicha. Even a kohen gadol son of a kohen gadol needs mashicha. So Rabbi Yehuda said, you see all these nisim that took place. So you could say it was soaked also. Vein Moshe Melech ben Melech, technically you do not need to anoint the king, the son of a king, it's automatic. V'yim Torah b'nei ma mashko Shlomo, why was Shlomo anointed at the beginning of Sefer Melachim? B'nei ma chlokoso shel Adoniyo, because Adoniyo, his brother, was trying to rebel and usurp the throne, and that's why whenever there's machlokes, you do the Mashiach also to show everyone who is the real king. There's Yoash, and later on, Yoash, who was also a descendant, Mipnei Atalia, right? Yoash was the one that was the king when he was very young, and he was hidden in the Kodesh Kodashim for 6 years, because he was the only one that was left. Mipnei Atalia, who had killed everyone else. There's Yehoachaz, Mipnei Yehoyakim, Sheikalim Enosh Deishanim, and Yehoachaz, who was the younger brother of Yoshiyahu. Also, he needed Mashiach because he had an older brother that was not becoming the king yet. V'oso shemen kaim la'asilavo. And that oil also, after being used, will all be kaim la'asilavo. Shneemar shemen mishchas kodesh yezeh lila darosechem. Zebe gematria, shneemasar lugin havei. Zebe gematria is shneemasar lugin. And that I like to mention, right, only two halachos that are learned out from gematria. A lot of gematria we have as ramazim. But two halachas, learn that from gematria. Right here, zeh, how much lug is in the Shemen HaMishcha? 12 lugin, gematria of zeh. That's one, and of course the other one is stam nazir shloshim yom, and that's learned out from kadosh yeh. Kadosh yeh, and yeh is gematria 30. Stam Naziris Shloshim Yom. The mitzvah eitzan here in the back discusses what's the nekudas machlokas here between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Can you be somech on a neis where the pasuk itself, you know, talks about Nisim, right? We're generally not allowed to be somech on the neis. But what happens if the Torah says to be somech on a neis? Like by Isha Sota, we're so the only mitzvah that it relies on a neis. So here too, just using the Shemana Mishcha, there's so many Nisim that are assumed. It says L'Darosechem. So are you allowed to then rely on a neis that it doesn't say Mefurish in the Pasuk, if it says it in the context of the Pasuk? So that's the issue here. Okay, Amar Amar, Viter. Vavilu Kohen Gadol ben Kohen Gadol ton Mashicha. A Kohen Gadol ton Kohen Gadol is Mashicha minalan. Dechsev a Kohen haMashiach tatav mi banav. Neim akra vaKohen mi tachtav mi banav. My haMashiach. What's the emphasis of haMashiach? Kamash malan to mi banav to Kohen Gadol. He have a Mashiach, have a Kohen Gadol. Viilo lo have a Kohen Gadol. So we darshan every Kohen Gadol needs to be anointed. The poskim discuss the Rama in Arachaim and Simon and Gimel discusses when do positions get yarshan to their children. Right, what about here? We're talking about Kohen Gadol, we're talking about Melech. What about a chazan? That's a big one. What about a rabbi? What about a president? Right, what about, all different positions in Yadus? You know, that's discussed by the poskim. You know, what if there's somebody else who's more ra'ui to be the chazan, to be the rabbi? Right, so there's a big discussion in the poskim. The Chasam Sofer in Arachaim Simon Yud Gimel discusses this. Because there are a number of elements. Just one source. And that's an interesting hara by the Imig Bracha, or Parmanshik. He discusses when it comes to a Shliach Tzibur. He says, the Davka Yerusha, see, he says, it's interesting. What happens if somebody, like a chazan, can't do it anymore, so he wants his son to do it? So they're always talking about positions be Yerusha, positions be Yerusha. Yerusha means the person died. Right? So what do you mean, Yerusha? The person's alive. So says the Imig Bracha, no. Certain things. The Davka Yerusha's Nachla. Only Yerusha of Nachla is Tali on Misa. It says, Ish ki yamus uven einlo. But Yerusha of Melucha and Sarara, you don't need death. David HaMelech himself wasn't dead yet when he anointed Shlomo. Right? So you see from there that being yarshening something doesn't always need death. Only yarshening Nachla needs death. But yarshening positions, so that does not need death. That's an important, the Emek Bracha on page Tezvav has that Ha'ara. Continue. Omar Marvei Moshchin Melech Ben Melech Minolan. You don't technically need to be Moshech and Melech Ben Melech. And the Rambam talks all about this in Hilchos Malachim and Perek Aleph to look for more details. Minolan. Omar Bachabar Yaakov Dechsev. Laman Yarech Yamim Amam Lachto V'Gomer Yerushi Ilachem. It's a Yerusha for Malchus Beis David. Uminolan Dechiika Machlokas Boy Meshicha. How do we know that if there's a Machlokas, you do need anointed? V'Lav called the boy Malka Morris Malchus Alabane. And not everyone that is gonna wants to be the king can be the king. Amar Papa Amar Kra Hu Ubanav Bekar of Yisrael. Bizmacha Shalom be Yisrael, Karina Bey, Hu Ubanav. V'yafilu B'lo Mashicha, so if there's peace, so then he does not need to be anointed. Tana. Av Yo Ben Nimshi Lo Nimshach Ela B'nei Machlokos Shel Yoram. Yeo Ben Nimshi, right, is what was Nimshach because of the machlokas with Yoram. Yeah, but Nimshi was Balchei Yisrael. We'll talk about that. V'tepeklei Mishum Derishonu. What do you mean? He was anointed because he was the first one in his family to be the king. There was no, his father wasn't the king. Chisuri Me'achzor V'Aktani. This is what the Brisa means to say. Malchi Beis David Meshuchin, Malchi Yisrael Ein Meshuchin. Malchi Beis David require Meshicha, not Malchi Yisrael. Maybe they're not technically really kings. Right? They don't need Meshicha. Minalan, Amar Rava, Amar Kra, Kum Mashcheu, Kizeh, who? The Gomer. Right? He tells Shmuel, anoint him. He's the one. He, David. Zeton Meshicha, Vein Acher Ton Meshicha. He does not require Meshicha. Amar Mar, Avio Ben Imshi, Lo Nimshach Al Bnei Machlokosa Shel Yoram. Said the Gemara, O Misha Machlokosa Shel Yoram Ben Acham Nimol B'Shemen. I understand. If Yehu was Malchi Yisrael and he doesn't get to the anointed, so just because there's a Machlokas, how can we use the oil? That's Me'ila. You're not allowed to use the oil. So how can you use the oil on him if he's Malchi Yisrael? Kedama Rav, Papa Ba'afarsa Madachia, Hachanami Ba'afarsa Madachia. No, just like Rapapa said elsewhere, it wasn't the real oil. It was just like balsam oil. So to hear, that's what it means by Yehu ben Nimshi as well. Rashi increases, and the Rambam also mentioned, how was Shaul? Shaul was anointed. Right, even though he was Malchi, not Yehuda. He wasn't Malchi Yisrael yet, but not Yehuda, because that was before. That was before. That's what the Meiri says here, too. Well, Shaul was different. Even the Ramban says there in Vayechi, Shaul was different, because he was called the Malchus based David. The Radak says maybe he used a farsma also. Maybe Shaul didn't really use the real oil. There's an important Briska Rav in Parsha Shoftim, which discusses the root difference between Malchi Yehuda and Malchi Yisrael. Right? There was a difference here. Why don't you need Meshicha? Malchi Beis David has an element that Malchi Yehuda don't have. This is the Griz Ala Torah in Parsha Shoftim. One word, Bechira. They're chosen. Malchi Beis David has the status of chosen. He says there are many differences in halacha between them. The Malchi Beis David requires Meshicha, Malchi Yisrael does not require Meshicha. Only David HaMelech could sit down in the Azara. Right, but the Soda Davar, the Malchus based David Nivchara, Kiddichsiv, Bekama, Bechomas, Bekra, Ubi Soda Dinshal, Bechira, Nomar, Derach, Lahema, Malucha, Velola, Cherim, and only they have, after Gamalcha Yisrael, Torah's Melech Aleihem, but they don't have Torah's Malchus Hanivcheres Aleihem. Right, and that's why you find in various sources put together Bechiras Yerushalayim and Bechiras David HaMelech. Right? Because they go together, they have that added element that Malchi Yisrael don't have, and maybe that's what the oil reflects. Right? The Meshicha is, goes on that, Bechira. Okay, we'll have to stop here by the Es Yehoachaz. Meshem, we will continue. I'm gonna try to give tomorrow's daf. I'm not sure. I might put it up from the last cycle, depending on how the day goes. But if not, we'll try. And if not, after that, I'm gonna be away for Shabbos, so Meshem, we'll put it up and we'll pick up, after. But tomorrow, we'll see. Okay, again, today's shiur was sponsored. L'Refuah Shalema. L'Refuah Shalema. Shmuel Ben Runya, and we, you should have a Refuah Shalema B'Karif.